I think it's difficult to bring players in at this particular time of year, but there were some players that became available that it was easy for us to make that decision to bring them in on loan. And we felt the two players that we have brought in midfield, Neil Dans and Jordan Flores, they're going to help us in the in that central area for sure.
Do you see them as sort of senior players who are ready to make a big impact on your starting 11?
Well, certainly Neil Dans is, you know, he's going to bring a hell of a lot of experience. This time last year, he was playing Championship football. So, you know, that shows you the level of quality that he'll bring to the group as well. Jordan's a young lad who's at Wigan and needs games. And, you know, he's been in and around their first team squad. So we're grateful to Wigan to allow him to come to us. And like I say, we're really looking forward to them now coming in and making an impact.
I suppose the proof will be in the pudding come the end of the season, whether you're a stronger squad now than you were at the start of the month. But do you feel you've got more options at your disposal now?
Yeah, I think so. We did work very hard to try and bring a defender in, but that didn't quite materialise for us. But, you know, with what we've got, we still feel that there's people that can adapt and play in defence if need be. But, yeah, I'd like to think that with what we've brought in, and obviously our injuries coming back, that we're stronger than what we were at the beginning of January.
Have you got a decision to make regarding the captaincy, or with Andy Taylor having the armband in recent games, is it a natural decision for you?
Andy was always the vice-captain anyway, so with Danny leaving, he'll just step up and take that on. So we'll go with Tails on that, and he's done it before, so we're all right in that area.
Danny Pugh, I suppose you didn't expect to lose him so quickly after naming him captain, did you?
No, not at all. And that is one of those deals that happens on the last day of the deadline, and was it took everybody by surprise, to be perfectly honest. But it's like anybody that's playing football, you know, if no matter what your age is, or if you get the opportunity to play at a higher level, I think you've got to, you know, at least allow them the opportunity to make that decision.
I know you were happy with the cup run and the way your players acquitted themselves during it, Gary,
yeah.
but now you know exactly where you are, don't you? There's 20 matches to play in the league season. You're not going to lose anyone for being ineligible or cup-tied, and you can have a real go now at getting yourselves where you want to be.
Very much so. We had a good cup run getting to the fourth round. There was an air of frustration after the game on Saturday because we felt that we didn't do ourselves justice, but that's gone, like you said, and now it's a case of moving on and making an impact on the league within the remaining 20 games, and it starts on Saturday.
You're back-to-back home games, haven't you, Saturday, Tuesday?
Yes, yeah.
And I know before the last home game in the league that I spoke to you, you felt it was the most important game of the season. Do you feel that is this one now? Because there has been a little bit of daylight between yourselves and where you want to be.
We have to make an impact, we have to start winning football matches, and it's as simple as that now. Everything that you've just said, we're out of all cup competitions. Everything now has been simplified for the players. You know, there's 20 games left. We have to start winning football matches. And that's by focusing on what we do on the training ground and the performances out on the pitch.
Quirk of the fixture calendar, isn't it? The shortest month of the year, 7 matches to cram into it. It's a lot to do, isn't it? And your away journeys in this month are quite sizeable, aren't they?
You can't do anything but smile, you know, throughout the course of the season. You're always going to have to make those trips. But like you just said there, the shortest month of the year, we've got 7 games in there. But hey-ho, it is what it is, and we have to get on with it, and we will do.
As for Colchester, they find themselves at this moment above you in the table. They had a heavy defeat at Exeter last weekend, so they'll be smarting from that, won't they?
Yeah, very much so. But I think they're an example of what can be achieved when you put a run together. You know, they were down the bottom, around the bottom, and then they've managed to put a great run together and flown up the league. And that's what we're sort of like saying. It's our time to start doing that.